Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
To another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattel, and I am continuing talking with amazing friends, Kim, Lisa, Veronica, Tansy, myself. I'm a really good friend of myself. One interesting topic I want to talk about, because Tansy and Kim, and this, you know, Lisa, Veronica and I are very lucky. We have found someone that puts up with us, really. I mean, you know, for the most part, and, you know, loves us and all of those great things. But Kim and Tansy have had people they've loved, people they've not loved but pretended to love. People they've loved, walls and bins and boxes hiding all the red flags or da da da. And we wanted just to touch on, like, a little toe in the pool, if you will, of being almost, we can say, Tansy, you're a little younger, but almost 50, Kim coming up in like 5-6 months. And Tansy, just kind of the dating world right now and where you guys are right now, because we know, and a lot of people can relate to this, because it's easy to be like, oh, my family, oh, my husband, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I would not want to date right now. I absolutely would not want to date right now for 1,075 bazillion reasons. But Kim has made terrible life decisions in the boy department. Tansy has also made some questionably terribly a gunshot just came alive.
Gunshot bang. What's up with that thing? I want to know. How does it hang? Straight up, hit him. Oh, Mr. Lava. Like Rin said, you're a sexy mother.
Fucker.
Because that's the only word I knew.
Savannah's eyes.
My 16-year-old is watching behind the camera right now.
She's looking at the house and she's like,
it's the only word I knew. It's the only word I knew. I know that Savannah's known you for 10 years, but every time you cast, she's always like,
well, she's eating her taco bowl.
That was amazing.
Oh, that was so good.
Sorry. Side note.
No, listen, we've all had terrible red flag decisions, but I'm not getting older-ish, 50 almost, and what it's like dating and what it's like kind of seeing where you're at. And I know you guys sometimes have very similar, like, she'll tell me something and then, like, I'll talk to Kim like a couple months later and she's saying almost the same things. So enlighten us. Tansy, you go first. Talk to us about all of the dating things and, you know, whatever, online dating, whatever. I don't even know what catfishing is, but people do it. I don't know. Are you fishing for cats? I have no idea.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you're doing. I would probably do better with a cat, to be honest.
They're very loyal.
Yeah, they don't bug you. They're out of the way. They're independent. It's great.
You don't even have to wipe their butt. It's fine.
You know, Kim, I even depend.
I feel like you need to move that.
Is that right? Is that better?
Hold on. That's the most accurate.
Yeah, that is very good.
Dating.
Oh, always a good time.
Apple.
I'm sorry.
You just like shattered my cheekbone.
Your cheekbone's connected to your eyebone. Your eyebone's connected.
Oh my god.
Oh, Lord. Stop it. Tansy's talking. Shut up.
I'm laughing, actually.
These two.
I just heard her knee sever from her actual kneecap.
Okay, sorry, Tansy.
No. I don't even know what to say. Like, it's awful. Like, no, I'm, I, it's just,
it's rock not, bottom like, of
it's,
life.
It's literally like, as you get older, the
pool,
the fish turn into like, you know, the one, the bottom feeders, like
on the ground that
getting, yeah, like, no, but yeah, like they're like the little ones that you find like underneath the rocks, like down in the ocean. Like, it's like, oh, it gets to that
the part. Bottom feeders.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the bottom feeders. And oh. But she's, I know that's.
She said, like the bottom feeders.
Oh, like the bottom feeders. Yes.
Testing. It's a song.
Is this hot?
Edit.
Edit.
But I think, but the hardest thing is, like, there are people out there. Like, it, I mean, it's easy to find guys, but men. I'm waiting. Like, where are the men? Like, no one likes to date. No one likes to go and just have a good time for a little bit. It's all about like how quickly they can have sex or anything of that nature. And then like they think you're stupid. Like, oh yeah, this will go somewhere in whatever. And then they don't call. And like, I don't fall for it anymore, but I think compared to the past, like they just think like, I don't know. I don't even know how to put it because it's ridiculous. There's no men.
And I see
my little brother and the way he treats his girlfriend. And I see, you know, like,
he's what, 25 now?
He's 25.
He's good though.
He'll be 26
soon.
He's
good.
But opening the door for her.
He's a good one though.
They go out to dinner and then like they like paint frames at home and aww, little things. And I'm going, where were the guys like this when I was younger? Maybe we weren't looking. I don't know. But then now,
you know, it's
it
all the
worse.
Ones who weren't were like, that's the guy I want.
Yeah.
That guy who looks like he doesn't do any of those things, I'm in.
Yeah, it's like, there's a red flag. Hey, can I buy you a drink? Like, I don't know.
Can I buy you a drink? Yeah, exactly. You look like a red flag for me.
But I don't know. It's just, it's not that they're not handsome or anything like that. It's just like the, it's not even attention. It's not like the calling. It's nothing. It's like just the effort is gone. Mm-hmm. Like, and you think like, oh, I'll try older. No, it doesn't change.
Really?
It does not change. It's the same crap every single time.
What's your go-to?
I'll try a divorced dad. They have kids. They're more mature. No, they're not.
Well, they're divorced.
No,
for a
they're
reason.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, typically.
Yeah. It's
what's
crazy.
Your go-to like date? Like, do you have a dating? Do you do dating websites? Like, what's
I used
kind
to
of
do
a,
apps a lot, and then
what?
I did
what?
I dating apps. I used to do apps dating apps.
Oh, I thought that was what it was called.
Apps a lot. He sounds like a winner.
It's like a dating website called Apps a lot. It's a database where it just puts it out to all the apps. Actually, that would be really brilliant. You know, it hits like Tinder, it hits Match, it hits
no,
not good. Okay, bad idea.
No, but you have to. It's like finding a job. You have to be on 5 different apps and you have to like really like balance it out and really put the effort in. Otherwise it really doesn't go anywhere. And most of the time
they just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, I'd rather just like give me an app that just says I just want to fuck. Like something, right? I'm so sorry.
My daughter nods.
No, but it's just
16.
It's,
she knows.
No, she does not.
She knows.
No, she does not.
We're not talking about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just I just don't know. I'd like.
But she knows.
I don't know if I waited too long.
Yeah, she does. She knows everything.
Abort. Edit. No, it's not fun. That's all it is. It's not fun. I don't know what Kim could say.
Sorry.
I don't have much to say
the
about
door's
dating.
Open. You
I've
gotta
given walk right in. Up on it.
Wait, but you did a dating app for a hot minute, right?
I did.
But she doesn't have the wherewithal to do it. She did it like one or two times.
She was like, done. I absolutely don't have the patience.
You're rubbing your cheek.
I don't. It hurts. You don't even know. Tomorrow I'm going to show up like a goose egg.
Good one.
I don't even know what I'm saying now. I don't do dating apps. I haven't done it since 2019. I did do it in 2019. It was super interesting because I hadn't really done it before. And I was just stupid and gullible. And I would do anything to... So about 2019, I was like, ooh, I still have maybe like a month or two to find somebody and get married and have a kid. And, you know, like the door was literally shutting. And I was like trying to run through it as fast as I could. And I believed, I was just dumb. I just believed what guys said, you know, like they say something. I'm like, well, of course they would mean that because I wouldn't lie to somebody and say something like that. So why would they do it to me? I was just stupid. And then of all things, what changed my outlook on everything, and this is going to sound insanity, but I started listening to phone calls from prison. Okay. And I started listening to this.
I don't even know what that means.
I started listening to this kill, this guy.
You have a prison? Your husband?
No. You can go on YouTube and listen to people who do phone calls in prison. Yeah. And I was listening to this one guy, and
we don't even know her.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
So I started listening to phone calls from prison, and this guy had killed two women. He was a good looking guy. Let's be honest. And I was like, okay. So I started listening to these phone calls and what he would say to women and how easy the lies would roll off his tongue and how he would just say it to manipulate, to get what he wants. And the more I listened, I was like, oh my God, I would have fallen for that. I would have believed that. It was like, all of a sudden the lights started turning on and I'm like, 48. And I'm like, have I been this fucking stupid my entire life? I would believe it because I wanted to be loved so badly. And I wanted that stupid fucking house with the white picket fence. And I wanted all of that and stupid fucking, let's wear the matching Christmas sweaters. And I believed it. And I'm a good person. And I wouldn't do it to you. So why would you do it to me?
Correct.
And then when I just started seeing what was out there and how quick men use you, oh my God, use you for everything they can. Or they're just, they're fucking little boys who have little tiny temper tantrums about everything and anything. And they expect you to be their mom, their therapist, their cook, their housekeeper. Like, fuck you. I am none of those things. I will be that if we're a team, but just for you to sleep. Like, why am I giving so much of myself to you and you're not giving me anything? And the crumbs, oh my God, I would hold on to the crumbs and try to make like a loaf of bread from the tiny little, what's up?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even be a what's up. It would be W.
Yeah. What up?
And you can't even do a full word to me. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's your dick.
It's your dick. It's so sus. Yeah. 6'7". I don't know what that means.
If you're that lazy to not say ridiculous, you should be punched in the face.
But I fell for all of it. So I got on the dating site and I started realizing like I can play this game too, but it was empty. It was meaningless. It broke my heart because all I wanted was just to connect with somebody. And then I did connect with somebody. And that 6 years later, I still haven't recovered from that. And ever since then, I'm good. Yeah. I have my own money. I can pay my own bills. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. I've got my friends who are family. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I won't put up with the bullshit. I don't want to hear you're fucking lame. I don't know. I don't have the wherewithal anymore. And I wouldn't date anyways because it's so surface bullshit. And do I have to worry about how many dating sites you're on, how many apps you're on, how many girls you're texting, how much porn you're watching behind closed doors? Like, there's so many ways for men to lie and cheat that I just, fuck you. I want nothing to do. I'm super jaded. And I never used to be. I used to date the dumbest fucking people. But
I
was that enough?
I will never say I don't think you're stupid, and I think you pointed that out very well. Is you hold out? I held out. I was engaged to a guy that I should never have said yes to.
And she shouldn't have, but I love her, and I've said it to her face.
I should never have said yes to him. We were already rocky when this happened, but you had that vision of this is the guy I can have kids with. I always wanted to be a mom. That was my dream goal. It's not happening anymore, but that was my dream goal. And you wanted that passion that you were saying, like you want to be loved. You want that connection with somebody. It makes you stupid because you're kind of like, You're pulling the wool over your eyes.
You see the red flags, but you
don't care.
You talk yourself.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards. Menards.com for details. Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
yourself out of it.
Exactly. And you think, I'm smart. Like, I can get through this. So if this goes downhill, then I'll get through it. But now, just like exactly like you're saying, it's gotten to a point. I was listening to the guy with the British accent. I can't remember his name right now. But he's a love therapist guy. He wrote a book and whatever. I'm listening. He pointed out something, is that a lot of us in our ages, we don't pay attention to the time that we're wasting with people trying to change them. And I always tell people, you can't change the color of the flag. It will never change. It doesn't matter. And if they're a red flag, they're always going to be the red flag. But we always have that mentality like, you know, oh, it'll get better. And it doesn't. You know, and it just you're just leading yourself to believe something that you stick to it. Like you mentioned, you're with you know, the last one for 6 years. Yeah, you wanted it so badly that you were willing to stick to it. But in reality, you're wasting your time. We only have one life here, you know? And it's like, I think I look back at all of these relationships. I'm like, wow, I really did stick with these guys for a long time thinking things will change. And it never had. Yeah. Never did. And now I'm like, I'm like kind of like a speed dater now. Like 5 minutes, I can tell. You know, I can already tell.
I mean, to be honest, we can tell within a second. As soon as you meet a guy, you know right away if the sparks are there or not. You really do.
It all starts with a handshake, guys. If it feels like a wet noodle.
Yeah,
it's like I can look at you and know. You have no like authority. It's like
You know what my mom used to say? Well, my mom has the one piece of advice that she gave me that I will never forget is don't date potential. Because all you're going to want to do is try to change them.
Great advice.
And you can't. Yep. And you're trying to date what they could be. And they're never going to get there because they don't necessarily want to be there. And once I heard that, I really started to look at that. But I've also always loved men that are unavailable because my dad was unavailable. And so you put me in a room of 100 men, you give me one emotionally unavailable man, I found you immediately and I'm going to do everything I can to win you over.
Yep.
And I mean, so I was just kind of broken, I guess, from the beginning. But I... like dating now, I just, yeah.
It's
all about
fun.
What they can get.
Yeah.
It's not about how you can be a team, I feel.
It's not fun.
Tansy said to me a while ago, and it was funny because then you kind of also said the same thing. She's like, I really want a relationship, but for like 2 days a week.
Yes.
I want a weekend relationship. She's like, I want to have somebody that I can go to dinner, I could do da 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 da, but I don't want 7 days all the time, but I realize I'm too independent. And you are. We're all independent.
And
that's why we want them
to have their freedom too. There should be a separation sometimes. I mean, relationships are great, but like there should be that time. I think once in a while for either way. Like, I mean, everyone needs a little bit of space, right?
Well, honestly, David and I make it because I don't mean it this way, but we don't see each other. And I don't mean that we don't see each other. So when we do, it's special because we're both working in between. We're tag teaming with Charlotte Shit and we really don't see each other. I mean, sometimes he gets home at like 1 o'clock at night. I'm like already asleep. And I feel like if I saw him all the time, I feel we would have a lot of just more, whatever this is.
But see, the downfall to that, like you guys are great, but like the downfall to like me or Kim is the communication is like the separation, then there's no communication. And then do I need a text or a call every day? No, but
hey, I do.
Hey, how you doing? Well, no, it's, and that's fine. But I'm saying is like the communication just starts to drop and then you're kind of like, then you find yourself going, you're checking up on the, hey, how you doing? Haven't heard from me. What's going
begging
on?
Begging for this, the crumbs.
And I'm like, why am I chasing this crap?
Begging for the crumbs.
Why am I doing that? Like no effort whatsoever. And it drives you nuts. And it's like, I'm done, you know, and it just gets old. And again, the other thing is the next best thing.
We're in a society where I feel like everybody's looking for the next best thing, the next youngest thing, the next hottest thing, there's a little tiny bump in the road. I don't want to deal with it. So let me get back on a dating app and try to find the next hottest thing, the next fun thing. There's nothing that's like deep and meaningful. It's all about
surface.
The way you look.
Surface.
Is the sex good? Can I get away with not texting you for 2 days and you're still going to be there and make me dinner? Can I gaslight you? I'm so jaded. I can hear it when I talk.
I've dated
a lot of red flags and
no, but you should be jaded now. She should be jaded now.
I put up with it.
Yep.
And that's where I get so angry at myself. I fucking saw it. I fucking put up with it. praying it would get better or I would feel a different way. And there are some of them that I look back and I wish I could have literally punched them in the face. Don't edit this out and sock them in the nuts. They deserved it. And ooh, even thinking about it, I just get fucking furious.
No, the same
to
yours. There's
two specific that I want to physically harm because they were such pricks and such little fucktards. And I put up with it. I put up with it because maybe I'll have a kid. Maybe I'll get married. And thank God, God, thank you. Thank God I dodged bullets.
Thank God Kim realized that she likes men who wear sleeves.
God.
Come on, they gotta bounce it out.
I gotta feel it.
You know, say it. Say it all you want.
I mean, if the guy
fucking ever action and ever go fuck yourself.
Fucking ever, you fuck.
Well, it's funny.
I'm gonna send him a gift card for sleeves. That's all I'm gonna say.
God. I forgot about that too.
Joanne's fabric.
Damn it. Do you have any old felt I can just patch up? It's like, you know what? I'm gonna rip this sleeve off.
Oh my God.
The coolest guy in the world.
Oh my God. There's days I just wanna call him and just rip him a new asshole.
Take,
but you know what I know, but you know what? I know if I did that, he'd be like, oh, she was thinking of me.
Yeah.
She was totally thinking of me.
And that's the problem. That's all they think.
I know.
They don't think they did anything wrong.
Everything's
golden.
I had no idea what narcissist meant until I dated him. And somebody said, look it up. And I read it and I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, box check. Box check. Oh, no idea. 12 boxes checked.
I have no idea.
So I, the last time I was on an app, I found a guy and I was with him for 2 years, off and on. Like, we're trying to figure it out. Totally ghosted me. Tells me he loves me. First time ever that anyone has done that. Like, so nice. Ghosted me, like, out of nowhere.
This one broke my heart.
This one broke my heart, too.
This one broke my heart.
This one truly, like, we dated. We did things. Like, we you know, he was all natural. I did nothing. And ghosted. But that whole thing, like, they don't understand is, I'm like, you know, I used to complain about our communication. I go, you know, we need to communicate a little bit better. And he goes, well, you know, I'm not used to this much attention. And I go, what does that mean? Like, oh, I'm not used to people caring
having
about me
accountability.
So much. Or I'm not used to someone like wanting to talk up more, even though like that was his biggest complaint from his divorce or whatever the case being. And I'm just kind of like, oh, so this is my fault that you'd now just cut it off or just get like, it's just so, it just totally went downhill and then gone. And I, still to this day, makes no sense. I was so, I was more mad than sad because I'm like, you like, really? Come on.
And you're such cowards that you can't even have that conversation.
Correct.
And I would love to get a guy on here that could give his side because I know men kind of, I'm sure they see it differently, but I'd love to hear it because
I would love to do another podcast with a guy to talk to a guy who's going through a similar thing and just go back and forth about the male, female.
Because I know men have a lot of the same complaints about us women.
But the lack of communication is what is, it fucks it all up in the end. And no one realizes exactly, like, we get pointed at us, like, you're too needy. You always want attention. You're never here. You're always gone. Like, it's like, there's just all, it's all sorts of stuff that we have to put up with.
But you know what I've realized too, getting older, is if it's not easy, why are we doing it? If it doesn't flow, why are we doing it? Why are we begging? I get there's ebbs and flows in relationships, but if that's what it is, like, why am I putting up with it? And if I have to beg for your attention, you clearly don't want to give it to me because all I hear is if a man wants you, he will claim you. He will let you know he wants to be with you. So why am I begging you to try to be with me?
Correct.
And then I would use sex as a tool to try to bring them in. And then I would feel like a piece of shit.
Yep.
And I mean, it was just a downward spiral. So
I haven't actually now when
been
I talk
in a
to
relationship
men.
In a year and a half, almost, well, May will be 2 years. And it's been, I got to tell you, I don't know where my phone is. Half the time I'm home. No clue where it's at. I'm not a slave to looking at it and having emotions every time I look at it of yay or sad or fucking pissed or like, I don't fucking care.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. And I don't care. And I can do what I want. And I can do what I want when I want, how I want it, with who I want.
Correct.
And it has been the most peaceful year and a half of my life. And if I die alone in a rest home, No. I mean, I really don't want to die in a rest home alone, but
you will never be alone.
But I'm just saying, I'm okay
We're
with that.
We're moving to Italy with Lisa and our villa.
Truth. That is true.
I mean, I want David to live forever, but if he doesn't, I have a backup plan.
That's true.
As long as you guys just, have
it's been so peaceful not dating.
And I agree with you to that point is like, I told Jennifer this recently too, is anybody I meet now or shows any type of interest, I tell them straight up, I'm looking for a relationship. And we're not having sex until something's proven to me in some way, shape, or form. I'm happy to be celibate. I'll stay celibate. I can get sex. That's not a problem. But I'm like, if I have sex with you, it's not going anywhere. Simple. Like, I'm kind of turning the tables for myself, but only because it makes me feel better to know, like, you want the attention sometimes. I'm like, I'm the first to, I might be the last to say it too, but I don't mind the attention, but clearly I don't care. You know, I just, you know, you stick to that, but I'm straightforward with people now. Like, it's just, I'm going to be honest and I appreciate the honesty back. Like, you know what? That's not my route. Then cool. It's not going to work.
Are Simple. You doing dating apps now?
No.
You stopped that for
no,
a while.
No, I did that for a little bit. I wanted to test the waters. It's worse.
You realize the waters were filled with it's dog worse. Shit.
It's all dog shit. No, you know, it's not even the catfishing was a big thing a while ago. It's not even catfishing anymore. They just flat out, like, there's this TikToker who actually is on Hinge, and she shows all the contradictions on
really
people's profiles.
I really hope that horn can get louder.
Huh? I know, right?
He's happy horn.
But, like... Excuse me.
We're doing a podcast, Chain Man.
But this lady, like, has a Hinge profile.
He's like, screw you.
Oh, wait, she's going to talk. Hold on.
Here comes the whistle.
Here comes the whistle. But she shows, like, contradictions on profiles that I never really paid attention to. Like, I read them, but, like, I don't go, and she'll circle it. She'll be like, what the fuck? And it's like, and you'll see contradictions on so many different profiles. And I'm like, I read them, but I don't put that much effort into paying attention to how stupid they are. You know?
So that's my, heard that's you and agreed.
He's agreed. 1,000%.
You only did the dating apps like one time, right?
Twice. I did Match. You helped me with my portfolio. Is that what it's called?
Profile.
Same thing.
My portfolio.
And I immediately got pissed because I don't have the patience. I just don't have the patience. Like, the thought of getting ready to go meet you for coffee. It's like, to get ready is an hour, and then you go meet, and then you have to small talk for an hour, maybe two, and then come home, and then you've wasted an afternoon. And it's like, so I was already kind of jaded.
Oh, you got coffee dates.
I never did.
Was tech was like messaging on the damn
but
thing.
But what,
like,
I was thinking is, God, I don't even want to do this because how many hours of my life am I going to have to like cut out to even find out like I don't like you? But the Match immediately irritated me because I said, I'm not looking for anybody with kids. Mm-hmm. And it was all men with kids that messaged me immediately. And it just pissed me off. You clearly didn't read my fucking profile. This sounds so... I'm sure, like, overreacting, but it's like, you didn't read it. And if you did, you just didn't give a shit.
Correct.
Did you think you were that hot? Or did you think I didn't mean it? Or did you just think I'll just try it anyways? Cause it's going to be a problem.
Correct.
I wrote it. I meant it. I respect it. And I also had a really insane schedule at the time. And one guy made me feel really bad because he was like, you can only date on like a Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And he laid into me on how dare I try to date because, you know, that's not convenient for a guy with a normal schedule and blah, 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 blah. What, I want to take you to a Dodger game on a Saturday and I can't go. Why the fuck are you on a dating profile? And I was like, delete, delete. So that was fun. And then I went on Bumble.
And by fun, I mean opposite.
No,
of fun.
I mean, that one really got me because I was like, yeah, I didn't know. Anyway, that's somebody else. I wish I could have cut his nuts off. But
cut off the nuts.
I was like, if you sing it, everything is better. Yeah.
Cut off the nuts.
Cut off the nuts.
Both whistle. Do, 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 do. My favorite is Robert every time we do this. But then I did Bumble, and I liked Bumble because you could message. And then it was, why did it take you so? Because they can't message you first. You have to message them first.
Yeah.
And then I'd message, why did it take you so long to message me?
Oh, Jesus.
Really? That's my first message to you? Like, hi, how are you? Why did it take you so long? I've been watching you. Immediately, I'm turned off. Like, where's the testosterone? Where's the coolness? Where's the... It was immediately needy.
You want to know where the testosterone is? Jen knows these stories. Is my response is, when we finally exchange numbers, I get a dick pic.
Ew.
I got a dick pic. Can I tell you what
it
was?
Or they talk about giving head. Or, like, they try to make these jokes. I'm like, what is
like, out of the gate?
She's had so many dick pics.
I've
had
dick pics galore. Like, I don't know what... Robert? Just kidding. What is it about your penis? You don't understand?
Maybe you can ask Layton. Layton is 16, so maybe not.
But I don't understand what the fascination is of sending a picture of your penis.
Can I tell you?
I got a dick pic.
Like, we would never just whip out a boob and be like,
because that's all they have. That's all they have to go with.
Oh, we don't? But
I mean, not today we don't.
But that's where their brain is? Because that's it.
Like, I also think this goes into, that's what they think women want, because women gave it up so easy years ago. But I also think the tides are turning of women going, I'm not fucking putting up with this shit. So men are like in a panic of, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to
act. I have all these dick pics.
I used to send dick pics. Let me send them. And let me see if I can reel in the kind of women I used to.
Yep.
Like, I think women now have become so much more independent. And like, what do you have to bring to the table? I'm not talking about your fucking bank account. I don't give a shit. What kind of emotions do you have to bring to the table? Support, as in not financial, as in if I have a meltdown on the couch, are you going to bring me soup and are we going to sign up for the Hallmark Channel and watch it instead of you trying to get me to give you head so I can feel better? Like, where is all of that? Because
you want to know a
quick
thing.
I thought I heard something.
You
want to
know one thing I wrote on my profile when I attempted the second time?
Because I'm not hitting my bone.
But one thing I wrote on my profile, which is like the most classic thing, and if you know what I mean, you'll know what I mean. I wrote, just know when my birthday is.
Exactly.
That's all I wrote. I just wrote, just know when my birthday is, because I swear to God, in the last I, it's got to be 10 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
10
oh,
years. Yeah. Not sure. One of them knew my birthday. Not one of them. Do I celebrate my birthday? No, not really.
No. But you are like, this year because you're not working in retail.
But it's a personal thing.
Like, yes. It means I give enough shit about you to know things about you.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't want to tell you what to do for it. I don't want to just tell you. Yes. Just know.
Yes.
But that's all. It was something so simple that I realized that, and that's why I feel like us maturing on this is why it's coming this way, is because it's something so simple that I feel was lacking for so long and I never paid attention to it. And now I'm like, just know when my fucking birthday is.
And men got away with it. We allowed them to. And you know what? Not just know when my birthday is. Do something. Send a card. Give me a Starbucks in the morning. And I think men think every woman wants them to, like, they probably want me to buy them like some fancy fucking. No, that's not what women, especially women our age, we don't need that shit. We don't want your money.
We can buy our own shit.
We can buy our own shit. Yeah. All we want is you emotionally available and be kind and be thoughtful and don't think with your fucking dick. Think with your fucking head and your emotions. How would you want your daughter to be treated? How would you want a man to treat your daughter? That's how you should be treating the woman that you're trying to court.
Exactly.
We don't want what you used to give. Women, especially women our age, don't want what you used to do. But then again, we also have women that are on TikTok and all they do is show their fake lips and their titties and their ass and all their fucking Insta. Sorry, but what's that shit called?
I don't know.
What's that called? OnlyFans. Yes. Like, you've got OnlyFans everywhere and men, like, God, there's so much. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. But there's just so much of it. And it's just so easy.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
Sorry, Robert, with the microphone. It wasn't in there. Right?
We'll put this one to the side.
Don't watch it. You might want to
later. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Okay.
Anyways.
Well, and I'm just going to say this because Tansy, there's this one guy, and he would send her all these pictures, right? And
dick pics?
Yeah, and like in the bathroom.
Can we call him Richard?
You can call him Richard Fix. But one time I was like.
Oh my God.
But one time she sent
me. I forgot about that.
Do you remember? And it was like in the bathroom. It's always in the fucking bathroom, right? Because it's a mirror. And I look and there's all these like. There's like no one cleaned the counter, and that's the first thing I noticed. I'm like, if you're gonna send, it was like tissues that were all crusty and dusty, and like all this shit. I go, was that what you were? And I was like, not only did he send you that as your opener, he didn't even clean off the bathroom counter.
No.
Maybe Windex the mirror with
just one rice salt wipe.
It was on the mirror as well.
And that's, it always is.
No, it always is. No,
what?
But
what's on the mirror?
No, he had like
when
the
spit.
It was
spit
on
the Doppler.
Windex the damn mirror. Come on.
At least take pride in the crappy opener that you have. Like just a little. I was like, there's crusty shit. And she's like, I know. And I'm like, oh.
And I actually, since then, like anytime, like in the past dick pics now, I haven't seen them in a while, but like I would point out shit in the picture aside from, I would
you're
just
like,
instead
I wouldn't
of
be
the
bragging,
dick,
buddy.
I'd be like, I just like this, like, what is that in the window? Like, I just say stupid shit like that because I don't care. Like, it's so stupid. It's so, but I forgot about those. That was a funny.
Oh, I said, that's what I noticed.
Said,
I'm like,
I would send some to Jen. I'm like, hey, check this one out.
This is my opener. I'm like, oh, so you guys aren't getting married and there's crusty tissues. Like, he didn't even care enough to do like a quick
nothing. Like,
God, he didn't even take the time to clean off the dick pic area. And it's always in the bathroom and he's always like shirtless saying,
can I tell you the dick pic I got that was probably the most. You know he sent it to everybody. You guys probably have all gotten it too.
Oh, it's saved as a selfie or something in their phone, right?
It is next to a, you know when you poop in the Lysol
can?
Or like the Glade air freshener?
Yes.
He had it next to it to show that it was just as big.
No!
Oh my God. Clearly you haven't gotten it.
I have not.
Because I feel like this person would be that person to send it to any and everybody.
I never received a dick pic, ever.
Well, you're lucky because it ain't that exciting.
No, I might have some in my phone.
I've also gotten some gherkins. No, I literally got a gherkin.
Where is it?
And it was that I actually did share with everybody because he thought he was so rad. And I was like,
I have it next to a toothpick.
If you're going to send me a gherkin, I'm showing it to everybody because you think you're so fucking rad. But
the little shaker of Tabasco that you get.
Or the little tiny gherkins last night. Look at this bad boy.
Oh, you know, God. And boom. Just to add to that, how do you really think I'm not going to show my friends this picture?
Exactly.
Like, I must have shared quite a few with you.
I have seen
like,
too many.
I'm just like
more than I ever received.
I feel like men don't know that we share more. We share
everything
with our friends.
Everything.
Do you know he had a pube on his stomach and it was just like a random one pube on his stomach? Like we'll share that kind of shit. And then he had like this funky mole on his butt. Yeah. Dinner was good.
Dinner was great.
There was a random mole on his butt, and then there was a hand coming out. One pube on his stomach. Fucking pluck it. Why wouldn't you pluck that? And then put it on the top of the pancake. Maybe that's where that pube came from.
Oh my God.
In Vegas.
Oh just put
goodness.
It on the pancake.
Oh my
goodness. What were you
going
to say?
No, nothing. I was laughing.
Oh, I wanted you to say something.
Dating
you
in your 50s sucks.
It does. It sucks.
Yeah. Do you think that you guys are not, you both have said that you really are fine with being by yourselves.
Yes.
You think that's forever?
Yes.
I truly don't. No, I don't.
I think you're jaded because you haven't found somebody that has.
I don't want to. I really don't want to. Like, anytime you say to me, like, oh, I'm going to find you your next husband. Or, you know, when we went to the river and you were like, I'm going to find that guy with the boat. I'm going to go talk to him and we're going to get him to be your new husband and stuff. Do you know the anxiety that I feel when you say that? Because I'm like, there's nothing in me that even wants. Like, I don't want to fucking small talk you. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to. I don't want to get to know you. I don't care.
But what if he's the most amazing?
I think that's the misconception that people have with, like, you remember the guy you tried to hook me up with that left the voice message and gave me his whole schedule and told me all the days he was available and the times. Anyway, that's my point.
One of my clients was like, oh, my brother, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, do you have any? I'm like, oh, let me give Tansy's number. Now, did I see him? I did not. Had I saw him, I would never have sent it. But he leaves her this message that was like 500 miles long. And it was like, if you want to call me back, I'm available Monday from 10:02 to 10:42.
I have
a meeting and then I'm going to go to the bathroom from 11 to, and it went on.
Are you serious?
And she said, and I'm like,
it reminds me of what's that movie with Vince Vaughn like 100 years ago?
Swingers?
Yes. Yeah. It reminds me of Swingers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. It reminds me of Swingers.
But I was like, and she goes, thanks. And then I'm like, and did he send you a picture of him?
No.
We never saw him, but I'm like, that voicemail alone.
The voicemail, I was sick that day and I didn't answer and I can hear it from afar. And I'm like, and I texted her and I was like, we're going to talk about this later.
I think she's like, why do you hate me? I'm like, she just said her brother's really nice and this. And I was like, okay, yeah. I don't know. But I didn't know. It was a long time ago.
But I think the misconception is like, I'm sure Kim will say the same thing. Like, we appreciate friends who want us to be with cool people or like that they meet and they're like, this will be a perfect guy for you and whatnot. But it takes more than that. And it does cause anxiety because you're like, now I have to live up to whatever the hell she's saying about me to this guy that I don't even know. And then if it doesn't work, it feels awkward. Like it really goes a lot of different ways to where you kind of just don't want to listen. Like I tell my sisters and everything. I'm like, do not hook me up with anybody. Like I will just go my way. And if it happens, I do believe it'll happen one day, but I'm not looking for it anymore. I'm so tired. It's just, if we go out as friends, if we all go out on girls' night and I meet someone and it seems cool, okay, cool. But I'm not doing it anymore. The apps are done. I don't need to, I was never looking, I don't need to get married. I don't need any of that crap. But could we date? Yeah, I don't mind dating, but there are no men who know how to date. Like no one knows how to just go to a movie or I actually did have a date off of Hinge. I knew it wasn't going anywhere, but I had so much fun with him. We went bowling. We bowled for like 6 hours and then we played games and then we went, it was so much fun. Like it was just
6 hours.
Yeah, we both, but in between, like we'd be talking about things. We ordered some food and we got some beers and it was like, it was actually really fun. And it was like one of those things. He's like, well, do you want to go to a nice restaurant? And I'm like, can we just go do something fun? And I was like, I want to wear yoga pants. So can you just wear something casual? And I did. My Under Armour yoga pants that Jennifer's tired of.
But that I've seen for 427 years. Yes.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I have a hole in the crotch, but it's cool. Yeah.
Sweet. I'm stapling before everywhere. Sweet.
Easy but that access. Was my, I just wanted to have fun, and I knew it wasn't going anywhere, and I knew we were going to go out anyway, because I talked to him on the phone. I'm like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere. But I just wanted to have fun, and so I did. But
bless you,
there's not a lot of things, but there, you don't get that. But it took me 15 years to get that one date. Like, no one wants to do anything. You got Netflix at home?
Oh my god.
My 2 year run of what are you doing at 2 a.m.
Yes, 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing?
I was sleeping, but now I know why you're calling me.
Yes. And
why is it always at 2 a.m.? And he always
you
came
know
out.
Why it's
always.
At 2 a.m. I know. It's but never just to like make bread.
But that one was
what? Who makes bread?
Who makes bread?
What is this? Little House on the Prairie?
Yeast. Yeah. No. Yeah. I still have that on my phone. For
moist and yeast.
Moist and yeast cheesy. Yeah. Moist lover.
But anyway, yeah, it's just it's not fun.
But Veronica, so when I met Veronica, she had just gone through a divorce. Okay, she had a son when she was very tiny. She was, I'm not too tiny, but tiny enough that she could
have a son when she was tiny.
She was only 16.
Wow.
Oh. So when I say she was tiny, I don't mean she was this big.
Savannah.
And Savannah, I'm still tiny. Do not even think about listening to this conversation.
Off camera is our 16-year-old, well, her 16-year-old daughter and my 16-year-old niece with her boyfriend. They're
so don't even listen to this.
They're listening to things.
Go put brownies in your ears. There's plenty over there. Okay, and she
and
was
no
going
dick pics.
She was going
no dick pics.
Don't even say dick. It's weenus.
No, this is your weenus.
Oh, wiener. She was going through a divorce, and she was like 21, and I was like, "Wait, you have a 5-year-old?" Like, I my brain. Yeah. But we still. But they shared custody. They did a thing, so we'd able to go out and do all this stuff. But anyways. Yep. And then she dated this other guy for a bit-ish. And then you've been with JC for 117 years.
Yeah. We've been together 22 years.
Oh, my gosh. So I do not feel that it's funny because I only have a couple friends like this. She has not done all the bad decisions and all the things. All of the things that we've all done.
Right.
We've all done them. You've kind of just went in. You're 16, you had a kid. Part of it probably got married because you had the kid.
Yeah.
And when I say the kid, is an amazing son amazing. Yeah. And now you're a grandma and all these things. She was a grandma at 38.
Yes, I was.
Because her son was
20.
Which we didn't plan that. And what I mean, me and you.
We did not plan that. No, we didn't.
But anyways, but you know what I mean? So she doesn't have any of this tainted shit. And it's so funny because when I talk to her and, you know, how are you and your husband? Good, great. You know, I mean, there's always ebbs and flows, whatever. But it's so funny because we can talk about all of us and almost everybody has like, oh, remember we made those bad. She doesn't really have that.
No, I don't.
And it's so weird to me. But not weird like weird. Just weird like unusual.
Yeah. I don't.
She's very lucky. She didn't do all the stupid decisions and all the fucking bad choices.
I didn't have to go through it.
No.
Right. You're right.
You know,
I was very lucky and fortunate. I mean, I started very early, so I don't recommend it.
She was 16.
So, yeah. I don't recommend it, but
she's never been jaded. So it's so weird. And I went to help her a couple years ago. Her husband was out of town and I went to help her like just kind of get her house back in track. And we were looking at pictures. I didn't realize like how young. And I was looking and I'm like, she doesn't have all. I mean, we have stories, of course, but not the ones that taint you or the ones where you're like, God, I just made so many bad decisions. But again, I always say this and I've said it to you guys and I say it. Those decisions, as terrible as they may have been or not, I have 100 million. But that's part of the journey, right? Yeah. Like to know you made those decisions at the time. There's a reason. We don't know what that reason is, but it's part of the journey.
Yeah. I think it would be nice if there was, I wish looking back, I had had somebody I felt I could talk to in, and I'm not talking a therapist. I'm not talking like that. I wish I would have known what I knew now. Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
If he says this to you, don't sleep with him.
Run.
That doesn't mean he loves you. Sleep with him. If he does this, that's not good enough. Expect more. And don't let him give you bare bones to have sex with you. Don't let him give you bare minimum and expect that to be, that's as much as you're going to get. And you should be thankful for that. I wish I would have known so much more. Don't be a placeholder. If he's going to date you longer than a year and it's still not going anywhere, get the fuck out because you're not the one. Mm-hmm. I get wanting to get to know somebody, but from what I hear from everybody, when you know, you know. And if he really wants to be with you, he's going to do whatever he can to make that happen. Not like wishy-washy. He's not going to do. I wish I would have known all of this. Phone calls from prison really helped me. So did TikTok, actually. Like,
you're learning on TikTok?
No, Instagram.
I was going to say, you're not
Instagram.
On TikTok.
Learning about
a copy and paste.
So I do. I kind of do now. But I'm not 100%. I'm kind of shaky. But Instagram, learning about what a placeholder means. Like, shit, I wish I would have known this years ago. Or if he's not going to text you first thing in the morning, I thought that was like a gift. No, that should be your bare minimum. I should get a good morning text. I should give a good morning text. If he can't text you till 3 in the afternoon, what you doing, but what WTD? And not even a full fucking sentence.
Because he's
Guess
so
what?
Lazy.
Guess
he
what?
Can't even
you,
say the word.
You ain't it.
Oh, yeah.
You
W-Y-D.
Ain't it. And if he's going to give W-Y-D. You a text at 10 o'clock, like, what's up? He's not it.
Or and when he calls just you at 2 in the morning, he's like, what are you doing? That doesn't mean
it's
you
W-Y-D.
Guys are going to bake bread.
It's W-Y-D.
Yeah, I just, like, I was so naive. I was so stupid. I was so desperate for it. I was so desperate for it. And yeah. It makes me so mad. And it makes me so embarrassed. And it makes me feel like such a fucking idiot. But then I can look back and go, you know what? I'm going to give these girls this information because not you're bad late and I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like, I'm going to give these younger girls like, don't. That is not that. That's a bullshit line. And I know it because I've lived it for almost 50 years. Like I'm going to use my knowledge and help these other girls. And I just wish there was places for young kids to go to learn how to be a man, how to be a woman, not to put out, not to give out, not to play wifey. I'm going to make you dinner. I'm going to stay at your house. I'm going to do your, I'm going to play wifey, but you don't have to do any commitment-y thing for me. Don't do that, women. I didn't know that. I thought that just means like, oh my God, I'm here for you. And I love you. And I look at all these. No, don't play house with him until he actually wants to like make a solid commitment. With you.
Yeah.
Play hard to get. What do you mean play hard to get? Like they'll run. They won't want to stay with me. Like there's all these things that are just, it's information that women need to know and information men need to know. And I wish there was a place for these young kids to go to learn this stuff and get information and feel safe to ask about it. I never felt safe to ask my mom or my dad about any of this. And I would ask my aunt and she would just, you know, I don't know,
drink a beer
and yeah, do a line of blow and you're fine. And okay, cool. And you know, don't date strippers. It's not going to go anywhere.
Oh, Cirillo.
Like, all the things you look back, you go, it was so obvious it wasn't. But anyways, I have to go.
The end of that.
I have to run.
That's okay. The end of the tangent. Okay. Yeah. But the good news is.
I really have to go.
You can go. The good news is you got all of that off your chest. And it's really Kim Kale venting her whole life on it.
Oh, I wish. God, I really want to just get, I just really want to say what I've, and you know, the other thing too, is I was always nice about it. I was always kind.
I hate that.
Like you placated it, right?
No, I didn't placate it, but like at the end of things, I would be nice because I was never going to be like, you're never going to come back and you're not going to have anything over me because I did everything I could have, everything I should have. I went above and beyond. So you have nothing to fucking say to me that I wasn't there for you. I didn't do this for you. Fuck you. That was my fuck you. You're going to have nothing to say about me. Even though you think you're going to have stuff to say about me. I never did anything to hurt or harm or do any, I never fucked you. And I wish I could have fucked people over. And I think that's where like this anger comes because I was so fucking nice and I didn't say to these men what I really wish I could have fucking said. And I wish I could have just hurt them and just, oh, the way that they did it to me. That's not the Jesus, the Christian way. But God damn it, if it doesn't, like I have anger and rage where I just want.
Really?
I've never seen it.
I didn't know.
When people break up with you with a fucking text message, bullshit.
That was like the bullet to your crotch. That's like the post-it.
That's the post-it. That's the post-it. Fucking post-it.
No, I feel like the post-it actually was more effort because you had to find a pen, you had to find the fucking post-it, then you actually had to fucking write
and then
it. You had to think about where the best place to put it would be so they could see it. Mine was like, it was like four words. Send. Your phone's right there. You don't think about it. On that note, I'm going to go because I can feel it boiling and building and now I'm sweating and now I'm irritated, but I wish I had the balls back in the day to say to these men the shit I should have said. But again, I'm not that person, not because I was scared or weak, but because I wanted to walk away on the higher ground and never walk away feeling like I wish I hadn't done that. And now I look back and go, I wish I had said the things that I needed to say for my,
because they can say it to you.
And they always could.
They always
could.
But
can. I always took the high road.
Yep.
I always took the high road. Okay. And I wish I was an undercutting, mean, cutthroat bitch. I really wish I was at times. Because that's where this is all coming from. Because I was so hurt and so devastated in so many ways. And I never let them know because you weren't going to get that from me. So on that note, I am going to go.
Oh, Kimberly.
I get it. We get it. We get it.
That's a good rage, girl.
Girl, she got it out, girl.
Yeah, that's great.
I know. You got it out. And, you know, the thing is like I say, when we do these podcasts and they're so fun and it's just great, but there's also real stuff, right? Like people listening. And how do you know? If you like, subscribe, and follow, you know Charity has that we're not fans. Alone. You're not alone, right? No, you're not alone with fertility issues. You're not alone with bad decisions. You're not alone with bad jobs or people that have stuffed animals as best friends. You're not alone. It's out there. And bad decisions, we all can look and say, I wish I did something different. I want to believe because there's a hunt. Everything except for David is something that I wish I would have done different. Which is great, but 40 or 38 years to get there, right? So it's okay to make those mistakes, but we do wish we learned younger. But as we get older, like you said, you want to be able to share that information and people can relate or people can tell their teenage daughters or 20-year-olds that are listening or whatever, because it's the reality. The reality is that sometimes we follow our hearts and we don't follow our brains, right? They don't connect in some of these areas. And so with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to say thank you for listening. I'm going to say thank you to you guys sticking around and doing the second episode with me. And sharing this information as well as sharing my birthday with me. And look forward to next week's episode. Like, subscribe, and follow. And thank you so much for listening.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.